Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 206 of Paranormal Stories. In the last full-length episode, I played small parts of my past life regression and talked about it with Craig Merriweather. In this episode, I will play a 10-minute segment from the past life regression. This segment was not played on the full-length episode. This is just after I've left the healing temple and I'm moving on to the next space.
So where do you go next?
It's a council of elders. It's like a small Greek amphitheatre. And they're sitting in the seats and I'm on the stage. And my guide is on my right-hand side. On my left is the soul of my wife in this life. And the elders are wearing togas and they have different coloured stripes on them. Just one stripe. That seems to signify different roles in the council. And there's a woman who seems to be in charge. She's about 40, with short blonde hair. And she's smiling. But she's asking me a question that's kind of, so, how do you think you did with that one? I'm saying it was good. It was heavy. Difficult at times. She's kind of saying that you did really well. The rest of the council are watching, not saying anything. They don't look happy, but they don't look unhappy. One of them's got a black stripe and is smoking a cigarette. The elders at the back has asked, would I do it again? Saying, no, I've done that now. I feel I got what I want. That elder is questioning her. They're talking amongst themselves. They seem to think that what I experienced in that life may not have given me what I should have got. The lesson was resilience. So I get the message that they feel I need another life. Where the lesson is resilience. But it could be a completely different plan. They're not telling me I have to do it. But I agree. Okay, the next life I'll be working on resilience.
Is it that specifically your current life that you're experiencing right now? That you're referring to?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So I'm finding myself. I've been here before in another regression. It's planning the next life. But I'm in a department store with all these glass cabinets. It's all these different bodies in there. Naked human bodies. I've come here to choose my body for the next life. Seem to be choosing quite a overweight female body. The guide is looking a little concerned and is, are you sure? And yes, I'm sure. Now I'm sitting with 8 or 9 others, and the spirit guide. Marble benches, small marble table in front of us. We've all got bits of paper. It seems this piece of paper is my life plan. And we're discussing what roles we're each going to play in each other's life. and what role they're going to play in my life. One of them has left. There's a sense of seriousness. A kind of looking at me as, oh boy, you've chosen a hard one this time. But also a sense of, don't worry, we're with you. We'll back you up on this. One of them's going to have to play the role of a nasty father. So now they've left. It's me and the guide again. Not much happening now, we're just sitting there. So now we're shot upwards, away from all that space, to a, it's like an even more amazing space. There's no land or anything to stand on. And we don't really seem to have bodies anymore. It's like we're in space. It's not a space. There's this incredible multicolored light. It's perhaps the size of a galaxy. And we're off to the side of this galaxy looking down on it. And in zoom in, I can see this incredible light is made up of lots of small lights, and each one is a different soul. It's a great sense of happiness there. And the guide is taking me away from that. The two of us just wanted to see it. Well, next thing I'm getting is a hospital room, a woman giving birth. Looks like it could be the 1940s, and I'm being born. Just seems to stop there.
And it's time to move to the current life viewing room, get more information about this specific life and maybe any ties to any other past lives, known or unknown at the moment. So allowing yourself to go there now, and understanding, having just that experience you had, how are you informed that it's time to move to a new life, and specifically this life as Simon in this time period? Do you decide that it's time to go back, or you're notified in some way, or is it a group decision or something else?
I see myself in a room. Big, comfortable sofas. Almost a massive TV screen. Big enough to take up the whole wall. And my guide is there with a thing in his hand. It's like he's doing a presentation in an office. But he's talking about my previous lives and what lessons I may need to learn next. And it looks, I saw these lines all over the screen. They're all different lives. They were going from left to right. There's one in the center, which is much longer and bigger than the others. I feel like that's my soul. So he's going through each life that we can see on the screen, talking about what that life was about, what I learned from it. So it's looking at everything and then saying, okay, what do we need to do next? But it's a thing where it's all my choices. He's not telling me to do anything. He's saying, what do you think about this or what about that? There's something about having had many, many lives. And it's, well, it's like worked on so many different things. There may be just two or three things left. And they're really, getting the word peculiar. everybody has to do this, but everybody has to learn about love and hate, rejection, resilience, anything you can think of as a human, any emotion, any experience. But there's some very rare experiences that people might have. It's very rare you'd live a life as a king or a rock star. He's also saying they want me to be a messenger. Play a small part in putting a message out. And there's lots of people like me who are coming to Earth now at this time to be messengers. This is a spiritual message.
So in this episode, I played a 10-minute segment from my past life regression. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out now on Amazon, and you can get it in other great bookshops. And if you enjoy this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.